From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed three more executive orders Saturday, including a plan to defeat the Islamic State, a reorganization of the National Security Council, and a three-year expansion of the lobbying ban on administration officials. The orders come as the latest development in a flurry of activity since Mr. Trump took office just over a week ago. During his first weekly address to the nation Saturday, Mr. Trump talked about his first week on the job.
It's not a Muslim ban, but we're totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
The president's executive order imposing a travel restrictions to the U.S., triggering protests at least two U.S. airports, including one in New York City, where the congressman from the region is appealing to the president to amend his executive order.
I am begging you, go and revisit this. It's ill-advised. It's mean-spirited. It's tearing families apart, and that is not who we are. It will undermine the cooperation and collaboration that we need from Muslim countries to fight terrorism. It is wrong, and we will fight it today and every single day.
Mr. Trump says his executive order is not a ban on Muslims. The executive order that went into effect Friday night, however, banned citizens of seven majority Muslim countries. And for more news, you can join us at voanews.com. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iran says it will ban all U.S. citizens from entering the Islamic Republic in response to President Trump's executive order limiting immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. In a statement Saturday, Iran's foreign ministry directly linked its ban to Mr. Trump's order, which Tehran called, in their words, an obvious insult to the Islamic world. The ministry also said its retaliatory measures will remain in place until the U.S. restrictions are lifted. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke Saturday in the first discussion between the two leaders since Mr. Trump took office just over a week ago. The White House provided no details of the phone call, but the Kremlin released a statement later Saturday saying the two leaders had a positive discussion, adding, "They never mentioned Western sanctions against Russia," stressing the importance of the call was to stabilize relations between Washington and Moscow. The phone call was one of a number with world leaders that Trump held on Saturday, including with Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Four of the five Pakistani rights campaigners and bloggers who disappeared from several cities early this month have returned home safely. Police, relatives, and sources confirmed Saturday that noted rights defender Salman Haider rejoined his family. Three other missing activists have also been freed and rejoined their families. All three were in the vicinity of the eastern city of Lahore when they went missing back in early January. It was not immediately known who was behind the kidnappings or what their motives were. The whereabouts of a fifth missing activist remains unknown. Syrian media and a key monitoring group says government forces outside Damascus have regained control of a freshwater spring that supplies the capital after reaching a deal that allows rebel fighters dug in at the site to withdraw. The state-controlled news agency quoted a local governor Saturday as saying maintenance and repairs at the crippled water facility would begin as soon as the military declares the area secure. And many people across the Pacific region are celebrating the arrival of the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Rooster. On Saturday in Japan, or rather make that China, thousands gathered in Beijing's temples to light incense and to bow as they prayed for good fortune and health. In Taipei, people prayed for good fortune and prosperity at the historical Longshan Temple. In South Korea, the Lunar New Year is a time to remember family members who were separated from their relatives decades ago. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.